one of the key players in Jeffrey Epstein's rise to infamy and power was Les Wexner. Now, Les Wexner somehow has avoided a lot of the spotlight here. And I think most of that was a calculated move on his behalf when he stepped down, when he did, from Victoria's Secret, trying to keep the maelstrom from finding him and hopefully keeping him in the shadows by being, you know, proactive here, taking a step back. But the reality of the situation is there's no way that you can look into the story of Jeffrey Epstein and not see Les Wexner as a key component in not only his rise, but also with him getting the traction he got with some of the other high-profile, big-money billionaires. That's not a club that you're just invited into. You have to have, you know, somebody who takes you on as an apprentice almost. Got to bring you in, introduce you to all the other folks, and then you're off and running. And that's certainly what Les Wexner was to Epstein. He was a mentor. He certainly was a gatekeeper. And he got Epstein into a lot of doors Epstein would have never been able to open on his own. Now, let's remember, Jeffrey Epstein was no highly accredited mathematician or financier or anything like that. The dude didn't have these huge college degrees or cut his teeth, on Wall Street making big shark deals. None of that. All of a sudden, this dude shows up and he has influence and he has power and he's a mover and he's a shaker without ever cutting his teeth correctly or putting in the time. I've had conversations with junior brokers who just laugh in a maniacal fashion when they're talking about Jeffrey Epstein's so-called rise to power on Wall Street. It's absurd. That's not how it works. But for Jeffrey Epstein, somehow, he was able to just kick in the door and show right up, basically. And a lot of that had to do with who his patrons were. When you have guys like Leon Black and Les Wexner and Robert Maxwell greasing the wheels for you, a lot easier to get where you're trying to go. And Jeffrey Epstein certainly was a man who knew how to manipulate relationships. One of the things that certainly is a big deal as far as the Epstein situation goes is all of the political influence that he had as well, and the remnants of his criminal conspiracy had. And now, after all is said and done, after we know everything that we know about Jeffrey Epstein and the extent of his relationship with Les Wexner, the Republican Governors Association thinks it's a good idea to take donation from Les Wexner. I mean, are you kidding me right now? What is wrong with these people? You can't get money anywhere else. You have to go to Jeffrey Epstein's number one patron, Jeffrey Epstein's number one guy, the guy that enabled Jeffrey Epstein, the guy that gave Jeffrey Epstein the keys to Victoria's Secret to use that as a vehicle to abuse people. This is the guy you're accepting money from. And then you're going to get up there and try and yap about how you care about people. And it's such a joke and it's gross. They should have never accepted this money. They should have told them to go, you know, kick sand, and enough is enough. But that's not how it works, right? They're, you know, this guy's offering a bunch of dough. Of course they're going to take it because, like I always say, the people we have elected, they don't care about you. They don't care about the optics. They don't want to even take the temperature of the room. They care about their own self-interests, increasing their own wealth, and making sure they have that golden parachute whenever they leave office. I know that sounds harsh, but take a look at all of our politicians. How many of them made a bunch of dough flipping stocks during the whole entire pandemic? Just look at the amount of money that moved going up top. All these people that are rich, oh, they all increased their wealth throughout this whole entire thing. It was the largest transfer of wealth from the bottom up ever. And people like Les Wexner, they're the ones who really benefit from it. And then you have the Republican Governors Association out there yapping like they care about people and, oh, we're for the people, and they're accepting money from Les Wexner. It's gross. So again, this is what I talk about. Both parties have failed you. Both parties don't care. Both parties continue to associate with scumbag sons of bitches. And that's just the way it's always going to be until we decide to tell them no more. But unfortunately, we can never do that because we're too busy fighting each other over artificially created wedge issues. All right, cool. So let's jump into this article from Politico. This is an article that was authored by Tara Palmieri, who has done incredible work on this Jeffrey Epstein case. She has a podcast as well called Broken, I believe. Yeah, Broken. And really good content. I highly suggest checking it out if you haven't yet. She has great interviews on there. She does a great job. All right, so headline. Longtime Epstein associate gave $250,000 to the Republican Governors Association. Again, why would you accept money from this guy? There's no other rich people out there that are less scummy than Les Wexner that didn't enable a human trafficker like Jeffrey Epstein. We have to go to Les Wexner to get money. That's how bad things are? Or is it just the greed of these politicians that are associated with the Republican Governors Association? I'm guessing it's greed. Victoria's Secret former owner, Leslie Wexner, who stepped down as chair and CEO from parent company L Brands 2 years ago after his close ties to Jeffrey Epstein came under scrutiny, gave $250,000 last month to the Republican Governors Association, according to three sources with knowledge of the donation. Three sources with knowledge of the donation. Like it's a national secret. But this is how these guys conduct themselves. You know how many people like Jeffrey Epstein are painting pockets full of money across the world right now? Information brokers and middlemen and fixers. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. This is how it works. It was Wexner's first six-figure political contribution since 2018 when he also contributed $250,000 to the Republican Governors Association. Again, why would anyone accept money from this guy? Especially the Republicans who get out there and they talk about all this stuff about how they're against human trafficking and this, that, the other thing. But then you're going to take money from someone with these kinds of draconian associations? It makes no sense. And then they wonder why they're absolutely roasted when it comes to social media or in the cultural circles. They're so tone deaf. These old ass, weird ass GOPers that have been around forever, these establishment Republican types, are just, they're terrible. Them and the establishment old school Democrats that have been in Congress and the Senate for all of these years, I just can't stomach these people. The decision-making, the way that they go about their business, the way they can continue to enrich themselves while they're holding office, it's just mind-boggling to me that these people continue to be sent to Washington, D.C. A spokesperson for Wexner declined to comment on the donation. An RGA spokesperson also declined to comment. So I wonder if anyone's ever going to comment on it, or if they just think people are going to be like, no big deal. Just cool. Just keep it moving. Not me. Again, why would you be accepting money from Jeffrey Epstein's, patron, his daddy figure almost? Knowing that this guy had to step down from all of his positions because of the fallout with his relationship with Epstein, and all of a sudden the Republican Governors Association thinks this is a good idea? It's no wonder the country's falling apart if these governors can't even figure out taking money from somebody like Les Wexner's a bad idea. Wexner's political donations receded sharply after his close association with Epstein drew scrutiny in 2019. Their relationship dated to the 1980s when Wexner hired the relatively unknown Epstein to be his money manager. And again, that doesn't happen. You don't just hire unknowns on Wall Street to manage your bank, to take over as, your man, the guy that has keys to the castle, keys to the storage center where the money's being held. You don't just give that to some guy you don't know. But that's what they want us to believe happened with Wexner and Epstein. It was just, Epstein was just such a promising young man. He was just so smart and so crafty. Please, give me a break already. Wexner gave Epstein power of attorney over his finances in 1991. The retail magnate also gifted Epstein a $56 million mansion in New York's Upper East Side in 2011, even though his spokesperson told the New York Times they had severed ties about a decade prior. And see, this is where it's a big problem for Les Wexner as well. Another guy that gets caught in all these BS lies, they can't keep their story straight. Oh, I haven't talked to him for all these years, but all of a sudden he gets a mansion from you. Or all of a sudden we find emails. So why should anyone believe anything these people are saying if they're lying about the basic premise of the story? And for me, that's really the rub, right? You've seen how many articles we've went through. We've so many different stories. And when you put everything together, it's rather obvious what these dudes are up to. They all know the deal, and they all know the score. After Epstein died in prison, while awaiting trial, Wexner told L Brands investors in September 2019, "Being taken advantage of by someone who is so depraved is something I'm embarrassed. I'm even close to. In the present, everyone has to feel enormous regret for the advantage that was taken of so many young women. Wexner has not been charged with a crime." Well, you know, he's so upset about what happened to these young girls and these women that he's donated so much money to help them along their way. Okay, maybe he hasn't done that because he's not sorry. He knew what Epstein was. Nobody who spent as much time with Epstein as Wexner did can tell me with a straight face they had no idea what he is or was. And Wexner, Mr. I'm the smartest man in the room, especially. See, that's the thing that cracks me up. All of these people will tell you how smart they are. They'll point to all of their college degrees. They'll point to all of their business success. And they'll tell you that they're the smartest people in the room. Then, in the same conversation, they'll tell you, but we had no idea what Jeffrey Epstein was up to. The New York Times reported in 2020 that three L Brands executives alerted Wexner in the 1990s that Epstein was using his relationship with him to pose as a model scout for Victoria's Secret to lure young women to be sexually assaulted. And again, look, this was all reported, multiple people. It's not one person who came out, you know, it's an employee who had been fired previously and has an axe to grind or something. It's multiple people coming out. Look, we told Les Wexner what was going on. He was aware, he knew. And yet, these Republican governors, the Republican Governors Association's gonna take money from them? And then they wonder why they get absolutely hammered by the late-night TV shows and people fighting the culture war. The Republicans just can't get out of their own way. They're just a disaster at this point. Maria Farmer has alleged Epstein assaulted her on Wexner's Ohio compound in 1996. Where she said she was held against her wishes for 12 hours while she waited for her father to arrive. Wexner and his wife Abigail told the Washington Post in 2019 statement that they had never heard of Farmer before her accusation. Now, we all know what Maria said happened on that farm. She said that she was kidnapped, basically. The head of security for Wexner's team wouldn't let her off the property. When she called the police said that, you know, it's a Wexner deal. Wexner runs the place pretty much. And just a whole entire sordid scene that she laid out. I highly suggest checking out the interviews that she has with, you know, Whitney Webb and some other folks to get, you know, a nice, full, robust idea of what she went through. A vocal critic of Donald Trump, Wexner announced in 2018 that he was leaving the Republican Party. Well, look, it doesn't shock me when these dudes all hate each other. Let's be very clear. All of these people, Donald Trump, Les Wexner, all of these guys that run in these circles, they all have egos the size of Asia, right? And the slightest perceived slight to one of them can cause a rift between them. And it's just a ridiculous, whole ridiculous environment that these people operate in. And it's funny, Wexner is such a vocal critic of the Republicans and Donald Trump, but he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein? None of it makes any sense. Please, somebody, make it all make sense to me. "I just decided I'm no longer a Republican," Wexner said at the time. "I'm an independent. I won't support this nonsense in the Republican Party. I've been a Republican since college. Joined the Young Republican Club at Ohio State." Like, that's the badge of pride. Oh, yeah, great. Oh, you're a young Republican. Great. So I hope that the people on the right are going to come out and condemn this dude. the, you know, give the money back the same way that they would demand the money was given back by, say, Pete Buttigieg, who got money from, Glenn Dubin. He got some money from Glenn Dubin during his campaign, and I railed about that as well. So look, here's the thing. If you're a political party or a politician, you have no business accepting not one single cent from anyone in Jeffrey Epstein's atmosphere. And if you do, you can expect to find yourself getting absolutely hammered on this podcast. Even after he left the GOP, Wexner and his wife Abigail continued to donate to Republican candidates, including Senator Rob Portman, Ohio, and Representative Steve Stivers, Ohio. So look, just because you leave the party doesn't mean anything. It was a symbolic gesture at most, right? Oh, I'm leaving the party, but you're still donating a bunch of money to these clowns. So what does it even matter? Why even state, oh, I'm leaving the party? What, are you trying to virtue signal? Who cares? Leave. Since 2007, he and his wife Abigail have donated $60,000 to Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, either personally or through his L Brands PAC. Hey, Mike DeWine, you listening, pal? Give that money back, you clown. Hell is wrong with you. You live in Ohio, you know the deal. Straight garbage. DeWine faces a primary challenge in May from former Ohio Republican Jim Renacci, who was endorsed by Trump during his unsuccessful 2020 Senate bid. Trump has not endorsed in Ohio's current gubernatorial primary. I mean, really? Are you guys actually sitting around waiting for Donald Trump's endorsement? Is that the world we live in? It's crazy to me. As a political scientist, it's so odd to me to watch how this is all unfolding and to watch how the balkanization is continuing. It's just straight up weird. I don't know why anybody would be sitting around waiting for Donald Trump to give him the okay to run or give him his endorsement. Wexner's last contribution to the DeWine campaign in 2020, when he and his wife gave the maximum donation of $26,500. Wexner, the wealthiest Republican donor in Ohio, with a reported net worth of $5.8 billion, last donated more than $3.5 million to federal candidates and party committees since 1980, according to federal election records. And this is another problem. A guy like Les Wexner has donated $3.5 million to federal and party committees since 1980. You don't think that comes with an open invitation to go and see these guys at their office and stuff? That's how this works. People like you and I and your $10, $20 donation mean shit to these people. The only time you matter is during election season. Then after election season, let's go and we'll divide the populace again. We'll create some wedge issues. And then during the next election, we'll act like we care again. So it disgusts me, honestly, and I'm tired of it. And it's so maddening that more people aren't hip to what's going on here. Everyone's wrapped up in you know, their personal vendettas, trying to spike the football on their political rivals. And meanwhile, while that's happening, the whole entire thing is falling down around our ears. Since Epstein's arrest in 2019, Wexner has donated to a few federal candidates. Among the recipients of his donations since then are Portman, Representative Joyce Beatty, a Democrat from Ohio, Stivers, and Montana candidate Steve Bullock, as well as some Ohio-based PACs. Wexner's $250,000 donation will be publicly reported on March 31st in the RGA's next quarterly filing. Man, that's just, I don't even know what to say, honestly. It's pretty gross. The Republican Governors Association should be ashamed of themselves, but I guess you would have to have like a moral compass for that to occur. All these big mouths get up there, they talk about how they're protecting people and this, that, the other thing, and then when they really have a shot to, you know, condemn scumbags who are involved in one of the biggest human trafficking rings, or at least most prevalent human trafficking rings we've ever seen, we're going to sit on our hands. In fact, no, we're not going to sit on our hands. We're going to open them up and take a bunch of money from these clowns. So, you know, people can think what they want, do what they want, engage in tribalism if they want. But me, I'm going to continue to stay over target, folks. I'm going to continue to keep calling these people out. I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. I don't care what letters in front of their name. The party's over for all these people, in my opinion. And if you're going to have you're in a whole public office, you need to be held to a higher level. That goes for all of them. I don't care if it's the president or the local dog catcher. You can't be out here acting the fool. And people like Les Wexner have no business moving the needle with their political donations. Yet here we are, once again, somebody like Les Wexner dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy influence and power. I don't know about you folks, but I've had a belly full of all of it. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this morning's update. Some more context episodes coming your way, and then obviously tonight we'll be back with the evening update, and we'll catch up with either Ghislaine Maxwell, Prince Andrew, whatever's going on in the story. We'll be here to pick it up. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed is found in the description box.